Welcome into Tuesdays with Travis, and this is our weekly conversation with the head coach of the St. Louis University Billikens, Travis Ford, and it's presented by Royal Banks of Missouri. This past week, the Billikens, a loss at Southern Illinois, but bounced back over the weekend with a win at home at Chaffetz Arena as they defeated Oregon State. The Billikens, a long week of practice, exams this week, and then they will take on a Houston squad that is a very, very tough test. The Billikens, of course, up their schedule this season, non-conference games that are very tough to try to get into that NCAA tournament before they look ahead to the conference schedule, which is always going to be tough in the A-10, but the non-conference schedule, you schedule up, you win those games, and that resume looks better looking into the NCAA tournament. This is presented by Royal Banks of Missouri, and right now they have the Boo Bear Drive. Do you have a bear to spare? They collect new and slightly used stuffed animals for children's charities. Now, the animals go to places like Ronald McDonald House, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Operation Shower, and various hospitals such as Children's and Shriners. Stuffed animals can be delivered to any of their 11 branches until Friday, December 21st. Royal Banks of Missouri, member FDIC and equal opportunity lender, and we can't thank them enough for sponsoring our weekly visit with Travis Ford and our look at St. Louis University Athletics on ScoopsWithDannyMack.com, and that is Royal Banks of Missouri. We'll get right into it coming up, a long visit with the head coach of the SLU Billikens, Travis Ford.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Every Tuesday, we get the chance to visit with the SLU Billikens head coach, and that's Travis Ford. It's always a pleasure to do it. And, Coach, last week, let's go back. You went 1-1, a tough loss at Southern Illinois, and then on Sunday you bounced back with a win against Oregon State. I want to start with the SIU game. I thought that could be a tough game, coming off an emotional win against Butler. SIU has a veteran club. You know when you go there, they're going to be fired up. SLU, it's not a far place to travel. Their fans are going to be fired up. Let's talk about that game first. What did you take away from the SIU game?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. We even looked at it earlier before the season even started at that game. We knew how challenging it was going to be. First and foremost, Barry Hinson does a great job. They do have a veteran team, a team that's picked at the very top of their league. And we went and just didn't play well. You know, we were going to have to play well in order to win. And we just weren't ourselves on, I don't think, on offense or defense. Our defense this year has been very, very good, except for in that game. We did not defend the way we prepared, scout report, things like that. You know, obviously our leading scorer, best defender, Javon Best, was probably playing somewhere about 60-70% because of a bad ankle. But, you know, all excuses. Bottom line is Southern Illinois played better than we did, and, and they got the win. So, you know, we weren't proud of our effort, but we did a good job of bouncing back.
And then on Sunday, you come back, a slow start initially, first couple of minutes, then you jump out to a sizable lead. And then you hold on. Coach, you make some nail biters, okay? Let's get some free throws down, and let's get an easy win in there, will you?
Yeah, we make it interesting, that's for sure. I told our team when I went in the locker room after the game, I said, you guys are going to give me a heart attack. My goodness. It's not pretty. It's not pretty when we win, but we'll take it.
You know, the thing I love what you're doing, Coach, is you're promoting it, and we've talked a lot about this, and I know you're talking about it a lot with anybody that you visit with in the media, is talking about Javon Best. And do you think that he's starting to get more of the attention outside of this area that he deserves, or do you have to wait until you get into conference play and some of the other national media starts to pay attention to what this kid is doing?
Well, I think he's getting more. I think he deserves even a lot more. But what you said, I think it's going to take continue to do that. I think he's going to have to continue to play well. If he does that, that will come his way even more and more and more. If we continue to win, and he plays well, as I tell all of our team, You know, every player on our team has individual goals. I mean, everybody. I tell our coaches all the time, we can't. You're hiding if you think your players don't all have individual goals. As much as we want it to be all about the team, and at the end of the day, it's got to be about the team. Everybody has their own ego and individual goals, and you can't run from that as a coach. You got to address that, and you want that for them. But more importantly, you've got to make sure they understand they can only achieve those goals with the help of their teammates and if the team is successful. And I think Javon Best is starting to see a little bit of that individual notoriety coming his way because of what he's doing for a winning team right now. And if we continue to win, I think more of that will continue to go his way because he does so much for our basketball team on both ends of the court.
Do the other guys pay attention to that, Coach? I mean, they see it, but does it sink in with them and go, man, if that guy's doing it, why am I not doing it? Especially your freshmen and your young kids.
Well, if they don't, they're blind. If they don't, they're not looking for it. If they don't, they're lying to themselves. And they're making excuses for why, whatever reason, things may not be going their way because it is evident to every single one of every single person on our team, Chaffetz Arena, everybody works in there, that Javon Best is in the gym every morning at 6 a.m.
Right.
It can't be hidden. Everybody on our team knows I've never in 3 years had to call Javon Best into my office for doing something he shouldn't be doing, for being late, for being this, never once. Every one of our players see how he approaches practice every single day and the attitude he has. And the other reason they can't is because I remind them of it every time. You guys got the best role model in front of you every day to try to be your best. And but, you know, that's just not nowadays. That's, you know, kids would rather make excuses, take shortcuts. Unfortunately, Javon Best is not one of those guys. And so it's not a coincidence. The success is coming his way. It's not a secret formula, Dan. I tell people, this is, how did he go from this to this? I was with Tom Izzo last night where Javon Best transferred from. We were at a high school game here in town. And I was telling him about Javon Best, and he always asks about Javon Best. He loves Javon Best, even though Javon transferred from Michigan State. He loves Javon Best, and he's always asking about him. I said, you know, he's old school. He gets in the gym every single day. Great attitude. He's not making excuses. He's not on his Twitter. He's not calling mom or dad or whoever saying, you know, the coach didn't play me right or the coach isn't doing this. He goes out. He sees something he wants, and he goes out and he gets it. He's not worried about all the other stuff. He just wants to win. And part of him focusing on winning in turns allows him to have success because nowadays so many players – they think about individual success first. And yes, they want to win. Yes, they want to win, but they think about the other side first, and it never works that way. Never works that way. Michael Jordan used to talk about it all the time, and the fact that every night he tried to go out and score 50 points, he never did it. Every night that he went out and just tried to get his teammates involved, I'm going to concentrate on defense, and he ends up scoring 60 points. And Javon Best has the attitude, I'm going to do everything in my power to help my team win. I'm going to do everything extra off the court, but I'm going to do everything in my power to help my team win. And when you have that mindset, you don't put pressure on yourself to have to make sure you do it all, and it ends up getting 25 points and being the best defender. But he's old school. I told Tim, Tom Izzo, I said, he's in the gym every morning. I think he's one of the elite players in the country. He's come so far in a couple years, and, you know, it's just fun to be around a guy like that.
This is Tuesdays with Travis, our weekly visit with Travis Ford, the head Billikens basketball coach, on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, presented by Royal Banks of Missouri. Right now, they have their annual toy drive, the Boo Bear Drive. Do you have a bear to spare? They collect new and slightly used stuffed animals for children's charities. The animals go to places like Ronald McDonald House, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Operation Shower, and various hospitals such as Children's and Shriners. Stuffed animals can be delivered to any of their 11 branches until Friday, December 21st. Royal Banks of Missouri, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. You know, Coach, you led me right into my next question. I was curious, and I don't know if you can get into this, and if you don't feel comfortable doing it, I understand, but, you know, take me back, if you can, 3-4 years ago, when you hear about Javon Best, and I'm sure you had seen him in high school, and he commits to Michigan State, and things for him maybe not progressing the way that he wants to go at Michigan State because he's a defensive player. Does Tom Izzo reach out to you and say, hey, Coach, I got this kid. He doesn't really fit in for us offensively, but great kid, great defender. I think he can play for you. He probably doesn't fit in for us. Or do you go to him and say, hey, I hear the kid maybe, you know, is looking to get out. We may have a place for him. Or you had recruited him in high school and that reconnects. How does that all work in terms of Javon finding a home with SLU and with Travis Ford?
No, good question. Good question. And it was a lot different than that in the fact that we knew that Javon Best had left Michigan State. I'd just gotten the job. And I knew of Javon Best when he was in high school.
Sure.
He played on the EYBL Nike circuit. And he was one of the probably top 50, 60 players in the country. And he had already left Michigan State and was looking at other schools. Gotten his release, and we contacted him, and he was very interested. He wanted to go somewhere where he could play more. They were using him as a four at Michigan State, as a four-man. And he wanted to go somewhere where he could develop more as a guard and work on his shooting. And I told Javon, I said, you know, I would love to work with you every single day to help improve your shooting. I will play you as a guard. You will play a wing spot. You will be able to showcase your abilities and your skills. And that's what he was looking for. And also, the one thing that stood out a lot is he loved Michigan State. I'll say that, and he loved Tom Izzo. He really enjoyed his time there. He had several injuries while he was there, several injuries. And he was just more or less, he kept telling, you know, it's not that I don't want to stay and play there. I just think I need a new start. I've had all these injuries there. He almost felt like he was kind of snake bit a little bit. There. So he said, I just need a new start somewhere, a fresh start, get healthy. And we were fortunate enough to get him. My first comment, we had talked to one of the assistant coaches about him. They vouched for him, told us what a great guy he was and all that. But I did not talk to Tom, Coach Izzo. And I ran into Coach Izzo after Javon had committed to us later in the summer in Augusta, Georgia at the Peach Jam, one of the elite high school tournaments in July. He sought me out. Coach Izzo sought me out and said, hey, I want to let you know what type of young man you're getting in Javon Best. We did not want Javon Best to leave. We did not. He looked at me again. He said, you know what? Another interesting fact on our team, the year we went to the – he just went to the Final Four, he started 12 games for us, and every game that he started, we won.
Right.
He said, but he kept getting hurt, and his, you know, and his injuries – you know, didn't allow him to play at certain times of the year, and they kept lingering, and he probably needed a new start, but we didn't want him to leave, and you're getting a good one. And I thought that was pretty impressive from a coach who had a player who just left him who he did not want to leave. But I think that says a lot about both Coach Izzo and Javon Best.
And when I see Best and Thatch on the floor, I'm watching two guys that just flat out get after it, and Fred Thatch, to me, Coach, is kind of like, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't see it behind the scenes, but that's a young Javon Best. I mean, you know, there's a guy that wants to get after it defensively, and as he progresses and can get better with his shot, and obviously it's got a long ways to go, but can get better, can work on it and work on it and work on it, and you could see him turn into that kind of player as he progresses in your program.
Yeah, you know, Fred Thatch is, and I think he's, again, he does have a great role model right in front of him, and there are a lot of similarities in their competitive nature, their strengths, as far as they're both great defenders, but also powerful players who can score in different ways, you know, and he does. He gets to learn from Javon Best every day, and Fred's been patient in the fact that, you know, every freshman wants instant success. They all want instant success. And as I try to tell them all the time, especially when you play on a good team, it's a process. Your time will come. It's a process. And, you know, I think earlier in the year, Fred was kind of focusing more on offense than he actually was on defense, or at least worrying about his offense. And I brought him in many times and said, I don't care about made and missed shots. You can miss all of them. Now, I do care if it's a good or bad shot. But I don't worry. Long as you're defending and you're affecting the game on the defensive end with your rebounding, you can be a stopper, your energy is contagious. As long as you're doing that, you're going to play. But, you know, your offense, as your career continues to grow and goes on, you'll continue to just get better and better in that aspect. And once he, I think, started focusing on, all right, this is how I can affect the game the most, I'm not going to worry about this other stuff, his game really took off.
This is Tuesdays with Travis, our weekly visit with Travis Ford, the head Billikens basketball coach, on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, presented by Royal Banks of Missouri. Right now, they have their annual toy drive, the Boo Bear Drive. Do you have a bear to spare? They collect new and slightly used stuffed animals for children's charities. The animals go to places like Ronald McDonald House, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Operation Shower, and various hospitals such as Children's and Shriners. Stuffed animals can be delivered to any of their 11 branches until Friday, December 21st. Royal Banks of Missouri, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. What's going on this week, Coach, in terms of the academic side and practice? Because you're closing in. I don't know the school schedule. Thank God I don't have to go to school anymore, because my mind is probably at a seventh grade level. So I don't have to worry about exams anymore. But where are you at with the exams and everything else that's going on with school and practice?
Yeah, Dan, this is one of the tougher times of the year for every program. And the fact, this is the most important thing right now. These young men finishing strong in their finals. It's finals week, and it's difficult because, you know, you first and foremost, they're spending a lot of time, extra time studying for their test, finishing strong, especially when you've been traveling as much as we have. They're still catching up on a few things.
Sure.
Things like that. So, you know, it's you know, as we tell them, their priority, without question, is all the time. But right now, as far as how much time they spend studying and with their tutors is almost doubled. And then also our schedule is totally inconsistent. You know, we usually practice every day at 3:00, pretty much consistently. This week is different because we have guys that may have finals at 3:00. We may have guys at 4:00. So we're trying to fit practice in between finals. Like today it's at 1:00. We gave them off yesterday. Today we're fitting it in at 1:00. Tomorrow we're going to give them off again tomorrow. And then I think on Wednesday we actually do get to practice at 4:00. We go at 4:00, I think, on Wednesday or on Thursday. So it's just a really tough week for everybody, and it's true for every program that goes through, obviously, that's going through finals week. But you just try to make the best of it.
I saw where your son got in a game the other day for Mizzou. Pretty exciting, huh?
Extremely exciting. My wife and I were actually, I was going to go to the game, but it was an early game in Columbia. And my wife and I were going to a surprise 50th birthday party for a friend of ours. We were running a little late, and she was wanting to go. I said, we can't go. I think he might get in this game. I think he might get in. And he got in. And I said, you didn't get it from your dad, because I would have put up about 3 to 4 shots in a minute span. So you got to shoot that ball when you get in there. You got to foul, or you got to do something to get in that stat sheet.
You got that right.
But I'm so proud of him. He's enjoying every single bit of it. It's an incredible experience to get to learn from Coach Martin every day. And their staff over there is terrific. Have treated him great. He loves it. He always thought he knew what it was about, just being around me, you know, obviously all my teams and the time it takes. But now he's truly learning what it means to try to be a student athlete. And I think it's a great example for everybody. I was telling some administrators the other day, it's as much as, you know, Brooks has been around me, obviously, and all my teams, and he knows how much I'm gone, how much I put into it. Nobody really knows until you're living and you're in it. And now, obviously, he's in it. And how much he said, I thought I knew, Dad. I thought I knew all it took. But, you know, now that I'm living it, he has a total new found respect for what it truly means to be a student athlete. And I'm so proud of him. He's doing great in school, and he's gaining a great experience right now of being part of that program.
It's awesome, Coach. Thanks so much, and good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good week. Thank you.
Many thanks to Travis Ford, and again, we do that every Tuesday. Thanks to Royal Banks of Missouri, and the Billikens coming off a very nice win against Oregon State. Up next will be Houston. While I got you here, I want to tell you about a very special event that I'm a part of to help battle childhood cancer. 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals. And this year, the featured guest will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. So if you're looking for a gift for a sports fan or a Cardinal fan in your life, this might be the way to do it. In the past 6 years, this event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. And a special feature has been added to this year's event. And that will be a special VIP conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. It's called An Evening with the Cardinals. You probably have heard me talk about this before. It'll take place on January 26th at St. Louis Union Station Hotel Grand Ballroom. There's a private photo session, silent auction, dinner, cocktails, and the Q&A with Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. To be a sponsor or to get your tickets, just head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. Again, our thanks to Royal Banks of Missouri and Travis Ford. And again, Travis Ford does this every Tuesday. So if you're a Billiken fan, come to ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and Travis Ford will be on the website talking Billiken basketball. Right now, Jeff Jones is covering the winter meetings for the website with daily updates with news and features at the winter meetings. And Matt Adams, I just posted a podcast with him talking about whether or not he's coming back to St. Louis and where he's at. So there's always different things happening with ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. But thanks to Royal Banks of Missouri, and thank you to you for checking out ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.